we will do the strict hour, okay?
Thanks.
It's that will be till 12, 12 lunchtime for you.
That's it. Yes, thanks.
Just hopefully I'm not cracking it probably is. I'll just let this recording smooth out.
Yeah, the one or two clicks.
Does that sometimes? Not sure entirely why. And it comes out in the recording too. But with others, it doesn't. Ghost in the machine, I guess. Yeah, very busy. Very busy days and r running on empty. And oh, this day has been oh, such a long day. Hard one. Hard one. That made it very hard for me. But I think I'm back on track anyway. All right. We are plugged in Wednesday night, 12th of April, 2023. It's the Kras Files podcast with Adam. Author and researcher Dawn Lester is plugging in with me for our chat tonight from the UK. And it's always great to have Dawn on the podcast with me. It almost didn't happen tonight, but we've found a way to make it work for the hour. So it's always good to be here and put out some podcasting as we do, as we continue forward into 2023. Everything's up on my website, krasfiles.com. Please enjoy. Lots going up. You can support me over there through membership. It's the best way. I run it by myself here in Sydney, Australia. And we've had a few changes recently because of members. And so just get over there and click on one of the banners. It's $8 a month, Australian. And all the info's up on the website. And contact me through the website anytime. And just say to some of the members and listeners out there today. I had a very busy day and I haven't been home all day and I've been running around like a crazy wild man. And I checked my phone around 3 o'clock, I think, this afternoon. And some of the folks are saying the Kras Files website is gone. So I didn't know. So thanks to you guys for letting me know, because there's not much I can do with that kind of serious attack on the website. And so I just contacted the hosting. They're in the US. So he did get on that pretty quick. He sent me an email. The website was indeed hacked. And taken down. So there's obviously the website is back up now, and so everyone can go back on there now. It's all working, and we'll just look over that in the next few days, because there's obviously a plug-in or something. The attacker was attackermister.combet, which is attackermister.combet. These are a bunch of losers in their mummies' basements behind their laptops who like to destroy people's work and all their hard work and blood, sweat and tears, because they're just filthy scum. And they don't have anything better to do than try and take down people's websites for some reason. So they're just the scum of this planet. And but that was the one. And but the robots have mirrored the website, and they get it back up almost immediately. Normally the only issues I would have is I just wait 20 minutes, but this was a serious one. So there could be a suspect plugin in there that we have to just comb through and see how they got in. But good news, Dawn, website's up and running. And these are the things that we go through doing this kind of media. And so for the folks on Telegram and that, get back on the website, we're all ready to go and everything's back in its perfect place. So logged in tonight for Wednesday, Dawn. How are things on your end? And I'm sure we've got a few things to discuss tonight, as we always do. It never ends, doesn't it? But it was good to finally, after all the dramas, grab you tonight, because I would have missed you maybe for another few weeks, because we have our times and I like to stick to it. But we've made it work, so good to have you on.
Thank you for inviting me, and I'm pleased you got things sorted out. But yeah, not good to hear about your website
It's okay.
being attacked. I mean, there seems to be sort of, I mean, I don't know if that's something you want to talk about, the sort of increasing censorship, but also there's increasing fractiousness within what's commonly called the kind of truth community, although movement, I don't really know what to call it, but you know, there seems to be some sort of infighting. Although most some of that's coming from people who are criticizing the those of us who are saying there's no virus. So, but unfortunately, it's not helpful for that to be happening, because it's not getting the right message out to the general public. And if they can see that there's all this sort of criticisms and all sorts of things flying around, then they're going to say, "Oh well, we won't bother listening." But I mean, there's all sorts of other censorships that are going on. I mean, the there was that whole the Alex Jones being sued for all, for putting out what he believed was information. There's another podcaster based in the UK who's also under a similar attack, and being being sued because of information that he's put out about a particular event. So there are lots of different ways being found to censor us and try and quietness or whatever. I mean, these examples of people who are being sued are, I think, a way to say, this will happen to you if if you're not careful or whatever, with the idea of trying to get us to self-censor. And of course, that it's possible that some people may be put off by that, but I think we've got to try and just stand our ground and not let it scare us. So, and again, things like, your website going down, these sorts of things, we have to just say, okay, and just try and put things back together and keep going, not to be put off. It doesn't mean to say that, we're not making progress. I think the fact that, these things are happening is a sure indication that, in fact, we are making some kind of impact. So I suppose we should see it as a positive sign, even though it's extremely frustrating, worrying, and inconvenient to say the least. Because, as you say, when your website goes down, then people can't access all your work.
Yeah, that's right, Dawn, and it happens. They're just hacking crews that are always doing it anyway, because they've got nothing better to do. A bunch of losers. happens all the time. Generally, I'm on here quite a bit, and the site goes down, something happening with the servers or the web or whatever, but mostly the robots deal with it. We did make a change on the website recently, like a new theme was put into place. And that came with its own plugins, and sometimes plugins can be a way for them to get in. So you just have to check all that and make sure it's airtight. but it is good that the robots are able to, just keep mirroring the website and have it up again for the followers very quickly. But it is one of those things. You're not just getting censored on all the big social media channels. My channel was deleted off Facebook, YouTube, all that. You've got this to deal with, and just general, government censorship and all of this happening. We're really up against it. And then we have so many people who are so huge in the truth of movement that are being followed by millions of people. That seem to be pulling a con job as well. And this is another problem we come up with. One of the recent ones is Del Bigtree again.
Yes.
The truthers on Telegram and everywhere, they think the sun shines out of his butt and that he is the man, and he's having all these big arguments with these people, but it's all based around virus theory. And I watched a lot of this. There was another video that came out with this guy where you could see in the video where he's trying, they're trying not to laugh. So, I mean, if that doesn't discredit the man, I don't know what would. I'm not here to character assassinate anyone. He's the huge celebrity, not me. But I'm seeing a lot of problems here. within the Truth of Movement, gloating and sharing these videos with this guy in his high wire, supposedly tearing apart these people who are pushing vaccines. We know the vaccines are dangerous. Anyone in their yeah. right mind would know that the vaccines or the jabs are dangerous. We know, we understand that. And if you take them, you could die. We get that. But, you know, Big Tree and these crew, they seem to need to tell us that all the time. So that's fine. They are dangerous, and I agree with that. And you shouldn't yes. take them, and they should be banned, and they should be taken off the market immediately, and they are causing horrific damage. But if you listen to these shows, and I'm talking like Alex Jones does, like actual live shows with studios, if you listen to their shows and you listen to what they're saying back and forth, they're talking as though the virus of SARS-CoV-2 is real when it's not. So the whole thing makes no sense to me, and I can't put any worth or merit into any of it if they're not getting up there and saying, where's the virus? Like you are, and I am, and Christine Macy are, and many people, many. And many, many folks doing it now, but they're not doing that, and this is another stubborn talking point that we're going to have to keep going over and over and over again because people are not getting it. And they're not stopping. They're not stopping, Dawn. The crazy thing is that I think unless you have rocks in your brain or you're hiding under a rock, you would have to know how dangerous these mRNA jabs are now. And looking at it, I can't see anyone wants any more. I mean, it's been appalling in Australia. I mean, it's failed. I mean, there's probably a few people that are getting the fifth boosters. But what I can see, most people stopped after two or three. Most don't want any more. And so now, quietly overnight, the other week, maybe a week ago, very quietly, they took the AstraZeneca jab out. It's no longer available in Australia. And no one would have ever known that, that happened. It was very quietly done. And people just got a fifth booster of that. And now it's gone. So poof, it's gone. So if you go back 2 years or whatever, when it was our savior and they pushed it on us like you wouldn't believe, and you couldn't turn around or breathe without these jabs being pointed at you, now it's gone. You know? It's been taken out. And I said this, I've been saying this for ages. Maybe even over a year, I said, you wait for it, they're going to take them out. And the next is Pfizer, they'll take them out. Now they're offering viral drugs and saying to get these things and that as they change things up. But it's a crazy thing. So from what I can gather, no one wants them. They're taking them out, but they're still pushing the whole nonsense. In the Daily Mail today for Australia, this article's come out. Yes, for the 12th, one of Australia's biggest health insurers warns of a triple pandemic as Kerry Chant, this is the horse-faced, buck-teeth, lopsided glasses woman that looks like a man, the so-called health chief officer, she's come back and she's saying that it's now a perfect winter storm. So now they're saying young children, older Australians and others who are vulnerable people are being urged to get vaccinated for COVID-19 and influenza. See, so now they've put influenza into the mix, whereas in the last few years, there was no influenza. It was just COVID. Now influenza's back. And they're talking about amid fears a range of viruses could create a perfect winter storm. So don't worry, because health officials are monitoring trends and a potential early start to the flu season. So New South Wales Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant said on Tuesday, nobody cares what he said. But here they go. So they're predicting this perfect storm just because the winter's coming to Australia, and they're not predicting one, they're not predicting two, they're predicting a range of viruses. What do they mean? No links. What are you talking about? No information. Where can I find, who are the officials? Is there any information? No links whatsoever. But they're now scaring people because winter's coming, that you're going to get COVID-19, influenza, and a whole range of other viruses. So we can see that this is still being pushed very, very strongly as each, you know, part of the world goes into their winters. We're Southern Hemisphere here, so here they go again. When everybody's pretty much had enough of the whole deal, Dawn. I don't think anyone really cares anymore. Isn't it insane? They take out the AstraZeneca jab. They're admitting that it doesn't work. They're admitting that it's highly dangerous and potentially deadly. It's gone out of our country. And then here they are in the Daily Mail pushing the COVID vaccines and new flu strains that don't exist. Yeah. So you can see they're not going away as this madness just becomes really into the levels of crazy, absolute crazy town.
Yes, I mean, that's the reason that the no virus position is so important, because it's not just the old SARS-CoV-2 so-called virus that has never been proven to, well, to even exist as well as, you know, so it can't cause any kind of illness. There was no new disease that has been called COVID-19, you know, it's just that there's so much into it. But that, as I say, that's why the no virus position is so important, because they can say, oh, well, you know, COVID-19 is disappearing. But there are all these other scary viruses. And when people understand the full impact of the no virus position, they will then look at that and just see it for the nonsense that it is. I mean, that's not to say that people aren't going to be, you know, having symptoms, and, you know, that's inevitable, and you know, not too surprising during the winter season. You know, people are clearing out their bodies, although that tends to be more in the spring, to have the kind of clear out, and then, you know, for, you know, new beginnings in springtime. But it, you know, when there's a reason that, you know, people have these symptoms during the winter. And it's, you know, it's to realise that symptoms have a purpose. There is a real, there's a reason they occur, and it's not because you have a disease. You've caught something, you know, you've got some kind of germ in your body that you have to stop the symptoms to so-called, in inverted commas, cure the disease. Because again, it isn't, you know, that's why it's so important to get this understanding that it isn't a disease. You know, these are symptoms that are the body's normal processes of clearing out toxins. And of course, the more toxins that people are putting into their bodies, so again, you know, these jabs are just one of the things. If people are taking antivirals, if people are still using they're even antibacterial, you know, this is antiseptic stuff on their hands, you know, constantly washing their hands, putting masks over their faces. Although I know, you know, it's the minority now, but just amazingly, people are still using them, still wearing them. So, you know, it's those masks, even if nothing else, they're preventing the body from breathing properly. And so, you know, things are not going to be cleared, because your breath is one of the ways of that the body eliminates, you know, it's sort of not toxic breath, but it's sort of, you know, it's a cleansing process. You know, you're breathing, you know, your skin's breathing all the time. You know, it needs to be so again, you know, through sweat and everything and breath, and these are normal elimination processes, and they've been demonized into, oh, you know, you've got some nasty disease. And of course, then it's the you've got some nasty disease that you can spread to someone else. So hence the whole thing of, you know, I've got to do this to protect someone else. So there's just so much in it all that gets people on the back foot, and, you know, so they're scared because they've just been brought up to believe in these germs, that the germs cause disease and you can spread your germs to someone else. That's, as I say, it's why the no virus position is so important, because it just sweeps away anything that comes out of the media that says, like you said, you know, oh, new pandemic, new, you know, tripledemic, this, you know, it's going to be COVID, the flu. I mean, there's so many other so-called illnesses that they're viral germ illnesses that they're scaring people with, you know, bird flu, you know, the avian flu, RSV, which is a Yeah, it's supposed to be a sort of digestive issue. And it's just, you know, so many of them. And they all come under the same banner, which is, you know, no, they're not caused by germs. They are the body's processes. And for people to understand that they're not to be suppressed. So, you know, like I say, it's just so important. But there is a, at the moment, there's a summit being prepared. That is going to be covering so much of all of this, you know, not just the sort of COVID stuff, but also what health is, you know, all these other diseases, what it's all about, you know, the politics behind it and the psychology behind it and all these sorts of things. So that's in production and details to follow as soon as I, you know, as I'll be able to share them. So, you know, there is something that's going to be put out. Hopefully, to help the general public to understand what has gone on, what is going on, and so they can really understand and not be made to fear something that isn't to be feared, you know, to so they can actually understand, take back control over their own health, because that's what this is all about. It's they want control over. Supposedly over our health, or they want us to believe that they have control over our health and we have to do what they say. Whereas that's not the way the body works and that's not the way health works.
That's right. That's right, Dawn. One of the folks I was just
Yeah, sorry,
thinking
it's
of.
just there's so much in all of that.
Yeah,
I mean,
no, no.
I know we've covered it, it's just so important to
I
keep covering it.
continue doing it.
Because, like you say, they're just carrying out with these media stories of, you know, there's this, that, and the other, you know, going to be happening. I mean, they're doing it all the time, you know, these sort of scaremongering stories, and it's all based on a germ of one description or another. I mean, you know, it's not just viruses. That's again why it's important to know that it's not just viruses. I mean, I know we say the sort of no virus position, but also, you know, bacteria have never been proven to cause disease. What are called parasites are not the cause. And again, they have a function in the body, and but they only perform that function when the body's in a pretty nasty state. So, you know, it's and fungi as well, because they've been doing this with the, you know, this whole, you know, the idea of a cordyceps, which does parasitize a wasp, and then they're trying to make out that it's possible for them to mutate and then, you know, be able to attack humans. And you know, I mean, it's just really extrapolating something in nature and making a story out of it and making people scared that that story could be real. Again, it's just fear mongering.
That's right. We'll talk a little bit about this tonight, as well as we move on. And one of the great folks I was just thinking of there before, when I was mentioning people, is I think Dr. Sam Bailey. I think
Yes.
doing some great work. I just noticed, yeah, there's some censorship seems to be happening on their end as well, with YouTube and everything, obviously taking videos out and stuff. So they seem to be. That I'd say they'd be moving over to other platforms anyway, and off
Yes.
there, because that's all going to go soon. They won't allow any of it up. But she's, they're talking about a new documentary that's come out, Dawn, but it's eluding me the name of it. A new film made on the viruses, theories. I will try to
Which
think of it anyway. It's a newish film. I haven't seen it that's come out by a man that did it, but I'll just see if I can dig into that.
do you mean, the viral delusion?
Yeah, that's the one, The Viral Delusion.
Oh right, yes, that came out a while ago. We
Yes, I haven't had a
made a video
chance to view it or put it up, but what's your thoughts on that?
of it. Well, we actually participated in that.
Yes.
So we've seen. I mean, it's had a lot of very good reports. It does cover a lot of it. But again, you know, it's so this other summit that I'm talking about is going to be sort of, you know, even bigger than that. it's just keep because it keeps going on, and obviously it's going to keep going on. It is part of the agenda to get control, but it is, if you like, the spearhead of the agenda, that if they can get everyone to be fearful of germs and take all these measures, which unfortunately a lot of people already have, that doesn't mean to say they can't do anything about it. So it's not, I mean, obviously some people have had serious effects, and too many people have died. I mean, even one person, is one too many to have died from these jabs. But it's not necessarily fatal for everyone. I know there, and again, there are a lot of people who were saying, "Oh well, anyone that's had one of these." I mean, they're just putting out some pretty horrendous stories, and unfortunately, they're actually perpetuating something that is not necessarily true, and so they're adding to the fear mongering. I mean, whether they intend to or not is not for me to say, because I have no idea why they're doing this. But by putting out fear mongering information, they are doing what is, I mean, there's a name for it in the medical establishment. They call it medical hexing. If you're told you have something, and or some health problems that are given a particular name, a particular label, and you're told that that means that has a particular outcome. For example, oh well, there's nothing we can do, and you might have 6 months. And many people have actually accepted that prognosis and died accordingly, even though on autopsy their bodies have shown not to have sufficient pathology to actually have killed them. So we know how powerful beliefs are and thoughts, and it's the placebo nocebo effect. And anyone who's saying that, oh, just because you've had it, that means XYZ, is just perpetuating that, and it's irresponsible, I think. Because it is possible, because the human body is amazing, and the human mind is amazing too, and it is very important how we think about ourselves, and that's why it's important to take back control. Because when you're giving your power over to someone else, that they have control, you then have to believe what they say, and they can tell you all sorts of things. And then if you take that on as being real and being true, you can actually manifest that in your body. So, but likewise, if you say, actually, no, thank you, I won't believe you, you can take control over your mind and your body, and you can actually have a different outcome. But it does require people taking responsibility and not being made to be fearful. Sorry, I went off on a tangent there, but again, it's yes, there's a lot going on, and it's important for people to realise just how they're being manipulated and controlled. And so I don't think there's ever too much information for people to understand what's actually happening, so that they can, really just know what's going on, and then realise and go, ah, right, okay. And when they see these stories in the paper, they just say, well, okay, that's what you say. It doesn't mean I have to believe it. And that alone is very, very powerful for people.
Yes, well said, Dawn. And moving into this part of the conversation, going back to, and I don't, I'm not going to character assassinate anyone. I'm just looking in through the looking glass. I'm stepping outside the box of our so-called reality sometimes, and I'm just looking back in. I'm trying to get a picture and a, a better understanding of what I'm seeing and what's happening. And if I look at a big figure, Del Bigtree, and the Highwire website, I'm on it now. It's huge, it's huge. A whole community, and live shows, and all sorts of things going on. This is being shared not really on our channels, but in the other big truther channels and on Telegram that I can see. And there was just one recently with I've seen the guy's face.
Neil deGrasse
It's
Tyson.
yes, episode 314, When Two Universes Collide. Watch
Right,
now
yes.
the yeah. And so yeah, that was yes, Neil deGrasse Tyson. And I watched that interview. Studio coffees on the desk, big pine timber desk, TVs everywhere, like a better than a better than looks better than your nightly news studio, to be honest. And it's the high
Wow.
wire.
Yep.
And that was being shared everywhere, and they called this Dell Debates Neil deGrasse Tyson. And from some of the comments that were going up in O'Neill's and these channels, it was like Dell tears him to pieces and all of this. And no doubt someone like Dell Bigtree is an extremely intelligent man. He is a great speaker. He's a great influencer. He has a way to do this kind of media. He's in film and everything, so he's fantastic. They've obviously got big backing and big money behind them. And I watch this, but you know what? I can't. I'll get your opinion. If I don't know if you've seen it, but it is. It's. I. It doesn't go anywhere, Dawn, as you know. And I think it's very important for us here in alternative media, real alternative media, to bring it up. He's a big figure, you know. And he seems to have done a lot for the anti-vaccination movement and everything, and the vaxxed bus and everything. And a lot of people love the man. And when you hear him speak and see him, he's charismatic. He seems like a great leader, and he can get you into what he's doing. But I look at this kind of interview where they seem to be not trying to laugh at some stages there, it's creating this belief that there actually is a virus when there is not, when that's what they should be discussing. Because if we keep going down this path, we're never going to get through this. And it is a real tough journey, but people have to take this virus theory off the table, and that's why we're here to keep bringing this up, and we won't stop. What do you think? What are your thoughts on these kinds of big interviews, Dawn, where you've got this so-called debate going on with with a figure like this, and really they're saying the same thing. We know that the vaccines are dangerous, the jabs are dangerous, but they're not telling us anything new there. But they seem to be creating more belief in the SARS-CoV-2 virus, and I can't understand why that would be any benefit to any of us whatsoever. What are your thoughts on these big channels and what he is doing? And that he is not. I know. Robert, is it F. Kennedy Jr. Dawn? I know he's on his platform. He's had some great people on, and he has brought this up. I'm disappointed in Mike Adams because he's flip-flopping on Brighton, and I did send you that. Mike Adams did come out, and I was speaking to Jim West about this. He did say that this was highly suspicious, that he didn't think that it had been isolated and there was a big problem there. Then he flip-flops and has these people on who are pushing virus theory and fear-mongering on an alternative media network like that. And it is Brighteon is a great network. But you know, he's the same thing again with Dell and a lot of anti-vaxxers and truthers who are trying to find the right path, who are trying to search here and get answers, and they know something's wrong. They're watching this, and I feel like they're being taken for a ride. What's your figures and thoughts on this?
Yes, I mean, I first of all, I have no idea why these people do what they do. I can only kind of give my views on what I see. I haven't actually watched that interview. I believe it's over 3 hours or something, so I haven't had a chance. What I have, sorry, the Neil deGrasse Tyson on the High Wire, I have actually seen a clip that has done the rounds on a groups I'm in, where they're I think Neil deGrasse Tyson sort of raise it, it's got a drink or whatever, and saying, oh, this is nice and chilled, like 33 degrees. And I mean, it's obvious that Dell Bigtree is sort of trying to hide a grin. I mean, that's the only thing I've seen. I don't know how serious that was supposed to be. I don't know the context of that. So anyway, but and you know, I'm not going to speculate on that particular. Yes, exactly. I mean, but that's yes. I mean, that's the obvious conclusion to draw. But again, we have to be careful that there is such a thing as the as Amanda Vollmer calls it, the double cross, because they say they the, for want of a better word, the establishment, the would-be controllers, whoever's behind it, I don't call them the elite, I can't, but the people behind all of this are aware that people like us are calling them out, and they're also aware that the kind of, you know, more sort of aware people are realizing that they shouldn't be taking everything that the mainstream media says, you know, at face value. So what they do is they mix some truth in with some of the stories that they're telling. So there's a whole mixture. So when, you know, whenever there's a story and say, oh, you know, something comes out, oh, they've said it, so therefore the opposite. I mean, for example, there was a lot being reported about ivermectin, and the Department of Health, or whatever, the American Department of Health was saying, you know, don't use ivermectin, you know, shouldn't use ivermectin. So everyone said, oh, well, they're saying not to use it, therefore we should, because they're obviously hiding something, you know, they're covering something up. And, you know, unfortunately, the reverse is true, that in fact, for once, they were telling the truth, but not necessarily for the right reason. I mean, there was another reason for that. But again, you know, because people are saying, oh, well, you know, what they're saying is, you know, so we've got to look at the opposite. So there's a lot of mixed messages, and we've got to be careful. But as I say, I've no idea why these big platforms are hanging on to the idea that there's a virus behind it, when they are so, so good on really exposing the health problems with vaccinations, at all of them. So, I mean, there are some who are promoting products that are, shall we say, inverted commas, natural antibacterials, natural antivirals, natural anti-parasitics, antifungals, you know, those sorts of things. So they're still holding on to the idea that these things cause health problems, because they're selling products that are intended to, you know, that they say, well, you need to take this product to fight the virus, you know. So if there is no virus, then people will say, well, why do I need to take your product? Maybe. So I'm not directing that at anybody in particular, but there is that as a possibility for certain people. I really don't know why, as you say, these big platforms are hanging on to the, you know, there is a virus, because it just keeps people uninformed, confused, for the most part. Because, like you say, I mean, these platforms are huge. They have a lot of followers, and you know, do they think they're going to lose their followers if they start telling the whole truth? I mean, there are a lot of people who are the subscribers to these channels who are actually saying, come on, you know, tell the truth. So the chances are that as more and more people become aware, they're going to lose the people who are who know the truth, if they're sticking to this, you know, there is a, you know, vaccines are bad, but there is a virus. So I think they're going to lose support from those people, even if they want to hang on to the general public who aren't aware. So if that's the reason, I don't think it's an adequate reason. But as I said, I don't know. I mean, there could be political reasons. There could be reasons to do with their backers, whoever support them. Because as you say, I mean, the Hiwai is definitely a, you know, big production, and you know, there's obviously money there. But I don't know. You know, I'm, and it's not for me to speculate. So it's really difficult. It just, it doesn't make sense why they can't see the problem for what it is and say, okay, it's time to do that. Unless they're waiting for the right moment, and then they'll jump in and pretend that they knew it all along, and then take over from the likes of us. But hopefully there are enough people that would see through that if that's their plan. But I mean, I've got no idea. But it is very, very disappointing because so many people are still following them. They still have a huge amount of respect because of their work of calling out vaccines and showing the horrors. But again, sometimes their approach is still quite sensationalist, and we know that sort of drama sells, whereas our position is not dramatic. Well, I mean, it is dramatic in its context, but it's not dramatic in the way we put it out. We just say there is no virus and you can look after your health. But of course, again, not everyone wants to necessarily kind of like after, all of their life of being able to turn to the medical system and say, I'm not well, fix me. Now they go, well, no, you need to learn how to fix yourself. Or, you might have to change some of the habits you've got, some of the things that you do, some of the things that you like eating, drinking, or whatever. Who knows? Like I say, it is a complex mix, But again, this is typical of, what life is, because they're trying to say, oh, well, there's this germ makes you ill, this drug fixes it, nice and simple. So people like simple, but real life is not simple. You say, well, there are all sorts of reasons why your body may have produced these symptoms, and we can't give you the answer. There isn't a simple answer. It'll be a whole range of things. And there isn't a simple, drug to fix it. You have to work your way through the symptoms, and but if you do it the right way, you'll come out feeling healthier the other side because your body will have cleared these toxins, and so you will be, better out the other side. It's just going through that process. People don't like that feeling of, the symptoms, the feeling ill when they have these symptoms. So yeah, like I say, there's a whole mix of reasons or possible reasons why these big platforms. But again, keeping their audience for the because the audience likes the drama could be one.
It is a crazy business, isn't it? I mean, if you look at the vaccine industry, it's obviously a multi-trillion-dollar industry. It's on a side note, it's interesting to look at Vanguard and BlackRock companies because, people are saying now, like, why are these big, companies in America, like the bourbon ones and the beer companies, destroying their own products, and companies going with the LGBTQ propaganda and stuff, which has come out recently.
Oh, yeah.
They're going with all this trans activist stuff, with the Budweiser beers and now the Jack Daniel's company, I think. This is, I mean, it's just directing something completely wrong. I mean, why would these corporate companies commit? Why would they commit their own suicide? Why would they cut their own throats and do this? And now they're coming out and regretting it. I mean, the boycott has been severe. We've seen it all this time, but perhaps they don't have any choice if they're owned by these big beasts, like Vanguard and stuff. Perhaps all these big companies are owned, and at the end of the day, even the big CEOs, they do what they're told to do. And if this is the agenda that comes through from Soros and these people, then you do it. And perhaps they probably don't want to do it because it's a silly thing to do when you're directing bourbon at bourbon drinkers and beer and all this for sports, and you come out with these weird trans ads, and it's all completely wrong. It's backfired in the worst possible way. And you're like, why would these companies do that to themselves? Well, they're probably owned and they have no choice, and that's the orders coming through. And I see that with everything. But looking at the pharmaceutical industry, this is a dangerous agenda when we're going through, when we're just looking at any vaccines. It is something they push very much. It is something the media hides and also pushes. It is something that you get attacked for if you come out and question it. Vaccines are a highly explosive kind of issue. And if you question them, you get labeled an anti-vaxxer and all of this. So it's a highly profitable product for the pharmaceutical corporations all around the world. Pfizer being, a big one, and all these companies that are involved in it. And they push it on steroids. And they push and they push, and they brought in Pfizer, AstraZeneca, J&J, all these things into our countries and injected them into people. And no one could have a say or say anything. We went through it here in Australia. If you didn't want the jabs, you were the worst person in the world. You were outcast, pushed out of society. You couldn't work. You couldn't do anything. You were treated like the worst person in the world and excluded from society. And it was really ridiculous. And we know that. But if you look at the push of the inoculations themselves and how fierce this is, and how involved the media are, and the corporations and the governments and all of this, how much money they receive, and the big business of vaccinating the public and our children for no reason whatsoever, other than just it's madness. And then you look at these Del Bigtree and these people we're talking about tonight, Dawn, so viciously tearing this down and going against it and warning people not to take it, which is something the system could not want in any way. But at the same time, they're not bringing up the most important aspects here. If there actually isn't any virus, so why would we need jabs? And you bring up an important point there. Is it just something they don't want to go into because it's just too volatile, so they're not ready to go there yet? Or do they know and they're doing it for some reason? But what would that reason be? It is really a divisive, insane kind of issue, and when you look into it all, it's just like it doesn't make any sense on why
Actually,
some of these
that's
people are doing it. So, I'm just trying to figure it out, Dawn.
Sorry, I've just had a thought on what you've just said about being divisive and whether they are asked to keep that position because it does keep the so-called truth. Oh, that's like I don't
Like
like when
everyone
people
in fighting and arguing kind of thing, maybe?
Yes, to keep us infighting, to keep us arguing, because if we all agreed, we would be a very much more potent force against us. I mean, we're not against. I mean, we are for truth and for health, but it would be much more a potent sort of side, if you like, against the mainstream. So, yes, I hadn't considered that, but no, I mean that's a good point you raised. It maybe it could be just to keep us divided, and because while we're supposedly infighting, although I mean I know a lot of us are just carrying on putting out information rather than, I mean, that's certainly my focus is to just put out information rather than keep, if you like, fighting that position, but just provide information rather than, as I say, fight. But at the same time, we're still having to speak our truth somewhat louder to get over this other view. And of course, it keeps the public somewhat confused. And so they're in the state of confusion, they're much more likely to just defer to the mainstream because, well, we don't know what's right, so we'll just do what our doctor tells us. Maybe, I don't know. Because you go, well, these people can't agree, so maybe we'll just do what our doctor says because, like you say, Delby Bigtree's, he's got a big platform. A lot of people follow him. He's speaking out about vaccines, but he still thinks the virus, and again, so the lab leak thing as well. So that keeps the virus position. So again, lots of confusion. So maybe they are encouraged, for want of a better word, to hold their position because it keeps the truth side of it divided. Don't know. It's a possibility.
It's too mad, isn't it? But any government and any government, police force or military know when you get a few million people together, there's nothing they can do. And I mean thinking on the same page and in sync. And this happened in London, you know, with the lockdowns. And there's nothing they can do. And the military aren't going to turn on their own people. They just have to step back. And, you know, so this is what you see, you know. Because really there shouldn't be any argument here. And this is the thing. I know that Christine Macy recently had a debate on YouTube with this tosser who's a doctor, you know, and tries to debunk everybody. And I sent that to Jim as well, and we were talking about it, and he was right. And I said this straight away. He's constantly trying to bamboozle with big words. And that's what I first learned off Jim West. He was saying that these virologists and stuff, they're always trying to use these big words and terminology and everything, and that's what he was trying to do. And he kept trying to suck her down that path, and she kept coming back and saying that there's no virus, there's no... Where's the pinpoint? Where can we point to say that it actually does exist? But these people, they're constantly dragging you down and down and down with this big terminology and fancy words. And I noticed that straight away. He wouldn't. And if you think about it, it's actually and Jim explained this to me years ago. It's actually all the burden. The burden of proof is on their shoulders. We don't have to actually say anything. They're the ones who have to prove the existence of SARS-CoV-2 in this case, for example. They have to conjure up this, and they can't. And so they use all these fancy words and things, and some it just bamboozles you, and some of them are extremely intelligent, and I understand, you know, there's no way really to argue or win anything with them. But if you think about it at the end of the day, what we're after, it's extremely simple. If a patient is sick, let's take a sample and let's isolate the virus from that sample. Where is it? And it's not there. So all the big words and terminology and tantrums in the world can't cover that up. And this is just what we want people to know. There is no virus. It's never been proved to exist. It has not been isolated. No one has it anywhere on Earth. So when you can understand that and you look at where we are and where we've come from, it's boggles the mind. Because none of this should be happening, and there shouldn't be any more arguments, and there shouldn't be these Del Bigtree debates and all this stuff going on, because the most important thing, there shouldn't even be court cases. None of it should be happening. We're forgetting the most important thing here. We've all forgotten it. Where's the virus?
Yes. Well, that's the thing with some of these debates, because it seems to be moving away from the isolation of the actual particle that's called a virus and moving it more into the sort of genomics and all of that. And that's far more technical and detailed. And I mean, it doesn't mean it's true. It's just much more technical. And so, of course, they can use all their, you know, the jargon and the tech, you know, the sort of all their different sort of terminology, and it's, you know, throw out all kinds of labels and things and terms, and it's all very complicated, and of course way over the heads of just about most people who be listening, you know, I mean, including me to a certain extent, some of the terms that they're using, but you know, if you don't get put off and you say, right, okay, well, I'll have a look and see what that means, if you start looking it up, then you know, you I do have a friend I can ask if I get stuck, you know, because some of them just go, is this a new kind of term, technology, because there is a new yes, there was something that one of these guys in one of these debates came up with. He was talking about, I think it's called nanopore genomics. So you know, I asked about that because I've not come across it before. You know, I mean, just because you know you come across something new, it doesn't, you don't kind of go get scared about it. You just say, well, okay, I'll look it up and see what I can find out. Of course, you know, that requires time, but again, you know, going into the whole genomics and all of that, that's much more complex. And of course they can throw out all these different words and terms and sound very, very knowledgeable, and you know, if you don't understand the words they're using, then you know, people can be put off. But you know, the basic argument is always, yeah, but you know, you've got a genomic sequence, but where is the proof that that came from a single virus particle that you can identify in nature as being what it's described to be, which is genetic material in a protein coat. I mean, that's just taken as standard, but there's no evidence for that because nobody's ever actually had one of these particles on its own so that they can have a look at what it is. So whatever this genetic material is, you go, well, what is the genetic material in this particular so-called virus? And that's just never happened. So I mean, if you know, if people keep their calm and just keep coming up back to the basics, which, as you say, is, you know, simple question, where's the virus, where's the isolated virus that you've been able to actually look at, investigate, study, and characterize exactly what the genetic material within that so-called virus is. I mean, it's never happened. So, you know, all this talk of genomics is just taking the argument down it's a blind alley, really. It's not going to go anywhere. But it's because they realize that they've lost the isolation argument, because there is no such thing as any kind of experiment that has produced an isolated particle that can be identified as a virus. And even if there were a particle, I mean, that's only step one. It's got to be proven to cause something, which is something else. But yeah, so, you know, it is all very mixed up. And I think sometimes it's just getting so confusing intentionally, just to keep people confused, so that, again, so they'll just keep deferring to the standard. But I think more and more people are aware, like you said, you know, certain people have only gone so far with having the jabs, and just, you know, fewer and fewer people are having more of them. So you know, and they're starting to say, hang on a minute. And that's all it takes for people, you know, real, you know, the general public out there to say, hang on a minute, and you know, this doesn't make sense. And as soon as they start thinking that, the you know, their mind is open, and they'll start to look into it and discover just what a nonsense it is. And that is happening more and more people. I mean, just I do see it on various comments on sort of videos and Telegram groups and channels and all those sorts of things, that, you know, more and more people are saying, you know, well, there isn't a virus, you know, there's no such thing as a virus, you know, so it's great, you know, it's building, it's slow, but it's building. So, you know, that's all we can do. You know, like you say, we just keep putting out the information to people and share it with them in a calm and reasonable fashion, to show that we're not crazy, we're not mad. You know, we are putting forward the information. So yeah, we're not doing it in sensationalist fashion. You know, we're just really trying to show people that they have been misled, sadly. So we need to find a different way forward, which is understanding health as opposed to just fighting disease, which is a different, you know, it's a different paradigm, but that's where we're heading.
That's right, Dawn, and I think you've got to jump on the hour tonight, so we might as well as wrap up the podcast for Wednesday the 12th and get your final thoughts. I'll just let people know as well, Dawn, the podcast, hopefully tonight when I put it up after we chat, I put them up pretty quick, should go out to Spotify. And so hopefully the feed is working there. So if it's just for folks out there who like to get, I know it's pretty popular now. It does, the Crass Files podcast goes out on the RSS feed to iTunes and Podbean and so many other platforms, because it just feeds out so people can get them that way. But I did manage to get it up on Spotify if any of the listeners out there are on Spotify, make sure you give it a listen and a share, because, and get it trending. It's only pretty new, so there's not many listens there, and it just get it moving over there on the Spotify, and we get this information out, Dawn. That's the most important thing. And we'll continue on our podcast breaking this down for new listeners as well that come in and say, what do you mean there's no virus? Well, we'll keep covering it and we'll keep breaking it down. On the next one, we might actually go back, Dawn, again and get you to, you know, to really, we'll take a look at this as to why we think this and the research behind it and have a look and get your thoughts, because there's new people jumping in all the time and downloading podcasts and listening, and it's a big thing to be hit with. And it's just something you got to get your head around and think about. And that's all we want people to do. What's on the agenda for you in the coming weeks? And any final thoughts? And also your website information and stuff, which I'll put up in the podcast description.
Okay, thank you. Well, the website with most of the information about the about what we've been talking about, you know, the health is whatreallymakesyouill.com, which is the title of the book. And I mean, the interviews, lots of interviews on there, as well as blog articles and different information for people to have a look at. There's also a link to our Telegram channel. Final thoughts really is to encourage people to stay calm when they read all these fear-mongering reports, and to understand that, you know, the no matter what the mainstream says and whatever they say about so-called experts, you know, experts say this, scientists say that. Quite often, if you read the articles, they say scientists or they think, you know, so, you know, they think the next pandemic will be X, Y, Z or whatever. If they're talking about the next pandemic, then I would ask, how do they know? Because like you said, you know, burden of proof is on someone who makes a positive claim. And if they're claiming there's going to be a new pandemic, you know, what is that based on, please? But of course, you know, it is to not feel fear. It's I understand why people are fearful. You know, people do get ill, but there are reasons for it. And none of those reasons have anything to do with any pathogenic virus. And that is just so empowering. So, yes, be careful how you read the news, or better still, turn off the mainstream news and, you know, there's plenty of other information out there. So, yes, I mean, it's carrying on doing this. As I say, you know, there's a summit coming out. We've got various talks and different things going on. That information's on the website. Sometimes they're not publicised. They're sort of private talks. But, yeah, we're carrying on out there, putting the information and helping people understand how to take back control over their own health and what they can do about it. And it, I know it can seem a bit sort of scary at first, but it's so much easier, and it actually is how the body actually works rather than how the medical system tells us it works, because the medical system is based on giving pharmaceuticals, and there's no evidence that these pharmaceuticals actually produce better health. You know, because they're just treatments. They are given to people to manage their symptoms, and that's not healthful. That's not the way to health. The way to health is to understand symptoms and to remove the causes. So that's as I say, more information can be found on that through our interviews on our website, whatreallymakesyouill.com. And thank you again for inviting me back, and I look forward to our next conversation.
Absolutely, Dawn. Always good to have a chat with you. Absolutely fantastic. And we'll organise our next one, and we'll dive into this a lot deeper and keep this conversation going. And we'll be doing more podcasts coming up about this and bringing up lots of really interesting information for the listeners out there. And put up your great website as well, Dawn, for people to have a look at the books and support or become a member and all of that. It's a big, big website. There's tons of information on there for people to have a look at, and your other links as well I'll shove in. So great to have you on with me tonight, and, well, morning for you, same day, over there in the UK.
Yes.
We're both on Wednesday. It's about 9 o'clock p.m. here and midday for you, Dawn. So you're not too far behind me, actually, with the daylight savings change. Great to be chatting with you, and take care, and we'll chat again on the next one.